Caleb, I tell you what, you all had a big crowd. You've got to be happy with the attendance of this year's event.
We did. We had a really good crowd. We set some record numbers at our exhibitor dinner. We have a record number of exhibitors this year. We pushed north of 75 exhibitors this time. And as far as attendance from our farmers and growers in the area, we had a good number there as well. I think we probably reached at least 600, 650 yesterday. So.
You always have good grower numbers, and obviously exhibitors catch on to that, and that's why they keep coming back and keep adding to that number there.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of exhibitors that come, and they love this show. They look forward to it every year. They get to meet a lot of old customers as well as new customers, and they really enjoy it.
Now, while the trade show is always an attraction, you did cover some topics, too. Some pretty important things were covered.
Yes, we did. We had a seed seminar production following lunch. We had some folks come in and talk about new varieties that are up and coming and the outlook on them, as well as, you know, upcoming production topics as well. And good seminar.
You mentioned outlook, so I guess really that's my next question. You've talked with some of the growers around your state. What are you hearing for 2016 crop?
It's going to be a tough year. All commodity prices are low. Nothing looks really promising. But as far as peanuts go, you know, we have plenty of peanuts, but we're going to see some more. And it's good for us. It gives us an opportunity to reach into some new markets and, you know, try to sell peanuts in new places.
Got to stay optimistic, right?
That's right. Absolutely. If we don't have the peanuts, we can't dip into new markets. So it's given us some opportunities that are new, you know, different opportunities, but they're good.
Sounds good. Caleb Bristow with the Alabama Peanut Producers Association again at yesterday's Alabama-Florida Peanut Trade Show in Dothan. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.